listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Can we stay fans? What's happening?
It's your Purple Project Podcast.
Damn. Eddie Griffith third here for a few minutes in this daily. Today, folks, all about the women's basketball team off the field. And I've gave a couple shots to, obviously, the golf women's team, the volleyball team, obviously, doing work off the classroom, the soccer team, the ladies as well, and put the women in this category as well. I kind of stumbled on this on Twitter very late, coming off the vacation. I'm back in Manhattan following a full week out there in Wyoming. Shout out Wyoming. Great scenery and everything, and now I come back here and off the back end of battling some allergies there, or actually here anyways. Now getting through got through a podcast last night and I was all allergied up, but still somehow got through that. But I'm on the back end of it, folks. I'll be back hopefully. Seems to be the common theme sometimes. Every now and then get allergies and doing podcast at the same time. But anyways, I'm going to get through this real quick. And you guys here in Manhattan or wherever you listen to this podcast, if you're a fan of the Kansas State Wildcats, okay, go on through your start of your weekend with this Saturday morning. Anyways, K-State doing some big-time work in the classroom when it comes to women's basketball. This came through the timeline, or my timeline, late last night. K-State's women's basketball GPA, team semester, cumulative GPA, 3.365. That's something else right there. Boom, baby. That's how you do it right there as well. And then, of course, kind of split that up. The spring semester, obviously, the ladies that got 3.0, in between that and 3.5, Laura Backey, Emily Elbert, or say Eber, excuse me, Savannah Simmons, those three ladies got 3.0, in between that and 3.5. Congratulations to those girls. And then you have the other upper echelon level of ladies that got a 4.0 GPA. Obviously, the graduate Cindy Goodson and Ashley Wright, the recent graduates of that program, they're 4.0 average. We might have mentioned that somewhere in the episode, in one of the weekly episodes. I don't know that for sure. But Cindy Goodson, obviously, doing more than just that. She's taking part of another program as well for K-State as well. So the former Texas Tech transfer who came into K-State, did a lot of good things and helped out K-State during a trying time. Really loves K-State, so that's awesome there. Congratulations there. But we cannot say this. We're leaving two more ladies off this list here. Taylor Lauerbach, also 4.0 GPA. And the old one and only Ioka Lee, who the accolades continue to stack up in her direction. 4.0 average. Yes, sir. Congratulations to those ladies out there. And recently, I believe they added, even outside of that, I think they got a couple more signees as well to their next year's basketball team, the 2021-2022 basketball team. Obviously, we will record our next episode tomorrow night, which you guys will hear. It will be up on Monday night coming up. So hopefully I can get through the allergies, and Alex, if the schedule holds for him, we'll be able to record on Sunday night, and it'll be a big episode as well. Obviously, football staff adding a few more coaches or analysts to that Chris Klieman staff this year. And as you all know, it's going to be a big year coming up for Chris Klieman's Cats football team, as the days are starting to tick between now and the opener against Stanford down in Arlington, Texas as well. So a lot more. Michael Bishop as well. That daily was up. Missed out on that. Please go down. No, tell your friends about the Pro Project Podcast about that. A lot more on Michael Bishop on weekly for sure as well. So a lot to come on that front, but wanted to take the time this morning to congratulate the women's basketball team and those ladies specifically on a job well done this spring semester with a 3.365 GPA cumulative there. I don't know where that sits as far as Big 12 goes, but that's got to be pretty up there. One of the best right there. So at least, hey, I mean, hey, off the field, you got to do the work, got to put the work in, and everybody's getting it done. So that's good there. But now, can that translate to the court? Obviously, you know, with all pandemic and whatnot, and we're starting to slowly creep out of that. Even though we're in that bubble, we're still starting to creep out of that a little bit. And hopefully, the women's basketball team can gain some traction throughout the spring. Not spring, well, we're getting late in the spring, summer, and into the fall as they get themselves situated and all that. But for sure, they have one of the best big ladies in the Big 12 in Ioka Lee. So, I mean, yes, Christiana Carr hurts their transfer, hurts them at least, hurts a little bit. But hey, I mean, you had one of the best big girls in the country there. You have a great, as my computer decides to go black on me. Now it's back here. Now it's back a little bit. I know K-State did, the website recently did another, another article on Ioka Lee as well. And yeah, we also missed, like, I'm stumbling on this now. Apologize, folks. But yeah, this is what I want to hear. Also, we talked about the daily, about Rebecca Dollinger, but K-State also added Marlene Peterson as well. So a lot more on Michael Bishop and Peterson on the weekly edition of the podcast, and we'll catch up a lot on that. A lot to look forward to in episode 53 of True Peace. So don't want to keep rambling on. I want to say the good stuff for that podcast, so be on the lookout for that as well. So put a clamps on, I'll leave it there. K-State women's basketball team, 3.365 cumulative for the spring. Great, great stuff, folks. We'll leave it right there. Eddie Greer, that's a wrap for another edition of Triple P. Make sure you tell everyone about the Purple Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. K-State, you're a fellow student, alumni, or you're a big fan of Kansas State Athletics, wherever you look, we listen to you. Tell your friends about the podcast. We will talk to you again on the next edition of the podcast. Until then.